What is good, beautiful people? Connor Trott here. I wanted to extend a sincere thank you for listening to Law of Attraction. I hope you can find some type of value from this message on today's episode. And I'm just really enjoying putting these messages out for you. So yeah, let's hop right into today's episode and I will see you guys in the next one. Peace. Love you. Happy freaking Friday, beautiful people. What is going on? Welcome to the little party that I like to host every single Friday. So if you're someone that is a regular here, I'm happy that you keep showing up. I must be doing something right if you keep showing up to these. So if you got any friends that wants to come to this little party that we have every Friday at 3 p.m. PST, I'd love to see them here too. So if you want to let them know that we're having a little get together every Friday at 3 o'clock Pacific time in the afternoon, we could hang out for a little bit, okay? So as you're tuning in, I'd love to know a few things from you. I'd love to know your first name. I'd love to know where you're tuning in from. And I'd love to know something really good that's going on in your life right now, okay? So if you don't know who I am, my name is Connor. I'm from Pittsburgh. And something really good that's going on in my life right now is we've got a little, I said this last time, but it's getting a little bit closer. So next Thursday, this is going to be the last time I can say this on the live. So if you live in SoCal, and I've got a little special little something coming to a grocery store near you that has my name on it that I'm pumped for because I've never done something like this before. So keep an eye out for it. If I think you guys will like it because I've been working on this. This is my like new thing for this year, okay? So yeah, let me know as you're tuning in, let me know your first name, let me know where you're tuning in from, and let me know something really good that is going on in your life right now, okay? And we got the mother of all Q&As today. We got 25 questions. I'm gonna see how quick I can get through them because I wanna be done in 30 minutes and let you guys go have a great rest of your Friday and into your weekend, okay? So we've got Lex from Montreal, starting off in Canada. We love that. We love that. We got Jonathan. What is going on, Jonathan? We got Miss Danica from the desert. We got Danica, Master of Double Plate Military Press. 2 reps after class this morning. Let's go, Danica. Danica is always out here killing it. Tori from Philadelphia. Okay. That's kind of near me. In PA, back home. We've got Catherine from Houston, Texas. What is going on, Miss Catherine? Very cool. We got Miss Hannah from Las Vegas. I have a girls soccer group and we do fun events every weekend. This weekend is a vision board party. I love that. Vision boards. Okay. I'm a big vision board guy. I'm all about that. That's very fun. Very fun, Miss Hannah. We got Julie from Wisconsin. My walk with Jesus is really growing daily. Amen. Let's go, Julie. That's super exciting. I love to hear that. We got Miss Erica in the house. We've got Jamie from Liverpool, England. Cool. Another international peep in the house. We got Poland, even more. Is Stephanie tuning in again? Love these lives. Miami in the house. Okay. Miami in the house. We love Miami. Angie from Minnesota. So happy my daughter's going to church tonight. I love that. I love that. Amen. We got South Dakota. We got Ashley from, I think that's Wisconsin. Last time I caught you alive, I told you about graduate school. Just started classes this week. Very cool. How are the classes going for you so far? Are they like easy peasy, lemon squeezy, like first week in? Or are they like right off the bat, you're like getting into the thick of things? Let me know. We've got, let's see. God is bringing good out of the bad in my life this week. I love that Sarah Robinson Fitness. Let's go. Let's go. Amen. We got Iran in the house. Okay, cool. Middle East. Indy, Manhattan Beach, Cali, close to me. I love that. Bird's eye view from South Africa. Very cool. I was just talking to someone from Cape Town. Very cool. We got Allie, Miss Allie from Pittsburgh. Let's go. Pittsburgh in the house. Let's go. Black and yellow. New to your channel. Here from Chicago. Well, welcome. I'm very happy. I'm so happy you're here, Miss Sabrina. Miss Sabrina Alexis. New Jersey, Mrs. Mark. Harrisburg, PA. Okay, fellow PA. And I love how Jesus uses you, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, Mr. Christian. Thank you very much. We got UK in the house. We got Portland. We got Layla from Dominican Republic. So I got to put My do not disturb on, because that's going to distract me a lot. Cool. So we've got Miss Tara in the house. Calabasas, Cali. Cool. Okay. Calabasas in the house. Algeria. More Canada in the house. I love LA. I do like LA. Yep. I love it. Vancouver, British Columbia in the house. More Canada. We get a lot of Canada in the house. South Carolina, Mark from New Jersey, Algeria, half and half. Some teachers deaf hit the roads running, but I'm here for it. Okay, cool. Easy peasy lemon squeezy may have just made my day. There goes the light behind me. Indiana in the house, more Canada. Miami, more Miami in the house. Let's go. God bless you. You have a beautiful soul. Thank you very much. Thank you. Miss Meg. There's Miss Meg. We see Meg every week. We see Meg every day. But we see Meg every week in this chat, hopefully. Got more Cali, more Cali in the house. West Virginia, are you still working as a CPA? I am not. My license actually just expired a few weeks ago, believe it or not. So, no longer CPA. I am an inactive officially CPA, but I still have. I guess I still technically have it. I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do to get it again if I ever want it. I think I just have to get continuing education hours. But right now, I do not. I have not been using it for 2 years. So, Miss Danica is saying hi to Angela. We love that. We got Virginia in the house. Brazil, love that. Oh, what is that flag? I don't know if I know that flag. Tinko Hamada, Connecticut, Taylor, Delaware here. Let's go. Every day. Miss Meg, every day. You got that right. Cool. Malaysia, Roma, New Orleans. Cool. Sick. We're covering the map, that's for sure. Okay, so... will the beard be making a comeback? It's coming, slowly but surely. How's my lat doing? My lat is, it's healing up a little bit. It just really cramped. Meg is from LA, let's go. What part of LA are you from, Meg? Let me know. All right, Mom says just CPA and you can be reinstated as a CPA. That's what I thought, Mom. I figured that was like what I had to do. I didn't know if I had to take the exams again, because if I had to go through those exams again, I don't know if I was going to be able to make that, because that was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. But yeah, cool. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. I feel like we got there, everyone. Sick. All right. So we have the mother of all Q&As coming up here, and I got just some of the best questions. So I was like, why don't I just answer like a lot of them? Not all of them, because we get, you know, some certain questions just don't need to be answered. They can be left unanswered, unfortunately. But we do have some good ones. And I appreciate everyone who asked some of these questions. And so, like I was saying, we've got 25 questions that I'm going to give you guys some answers to. We're going to talk about some random ones to start out with, because I don't want to lose some of you guys and just bore you with some other ones. So we're going to start with some random ones. We got Utah. We're going to go with, got some things on faith, got some things on fitness, some things on life in general, and some things on love. Okay. So stay tuned. I'm going to try to get through this and by 3:30 my time, which is going to be in the next 22 minutes. So we're going to try and stick to a minute a question. Okay. I'm laying out the structure so you guys get a feel for, how we're going to progress this. Okay. So we're going to start out with, I have all my questions here that I wrote down, and, we're going to get going, okay? So I'm just going to give you some random ones. We got 6 random questions that I pulled right now, and I'm going to go rapid fire. I feel like we can get through these really quick, okay? So first question, question number one is, of the random section, is did you ever sing in choir? I did actually sing in choir. I sang in the choir in school up until middle school, believe it or not. So yeah, we got some good vocal cords here. I go to church and practice it. I'll sing in the shower and things like that, and in the car, but I don't practice it as much as I feel like I used to do it. But I did sing in the choir up until about middle school, okay? Believe it or not. I know you guys were like thinking that, obviously. You're just like, yeah, this dude probably has the best voice I've ever heard, because that's all he posts is things that aren't on that at all. But yeah, I did join, I was in the choir up until middle school, okay? And then I was like, I don't think this is for me, because I think there's a lot of people that are better than me, if that makes sense. Yeah. So next question is, worst class you ever took in college? So the worst class that I ever took in college was, I was thinking about this, and So you got like the worst classes you have in college, and then you have like the hardest classes in college. And I feel like sometimes they're not the same, right? So I would say the worst class that I like really didn't like the most was philosophy. Like philosophy 101 that I had to take as a freshman. I did not like that class. I don't know. That just wasn't my vibe. I don't know. My teacher was probably one of the funniest, interesting teachers I've had for that class. But philosophy 101 is not my vibe. So that was like the worst class, I feel like, in college for me. But I would say on the flip side of it, the hardest classes for me were when I got, so I majored in accounting when I was in college. The hardest classes for me were classes that were in my major that like I started to get into when I was like, later in college, basically. And probably the hardest class I ever took, I think, was actually my master's program called Advanced Financial Reporting. That class was so, we were doing journal entries. This is all accounting stuff you probably don't even care about, but we had to do, we were doing journal entries for like leases and pensions and things like that. And I had to like learn how to do this. And it was the most complicated thing. And how to report that on financial statements. So that was the hardest class I ever took, I think, in my master's program. And then at undergrad, probably the hardest classes for me were probably intermediate accounting was really hard. And then intro to income tax was really hard too. So if you guys don't know, I was the tutor. I will let Dr. Nagel know his class was hard. Yeah, he's doing a good job, Mom. He's really doing a great job. But if you guys don't know, I was the accounting tutor. When I was in my master's program, I was the accounting tutor for all my undergraduate peeps that were in accounting courses. I did 10 hours a week. I sat on the fourth floor in Rockwell Hall in Duquesne University, and I had my peeps come to me to help them with accounting. So if you need any help with accounting homework, just DM me. I can help you out, okay? So, yeah. All right, question number 3. What does the dresser that you got look like? A few days ago, I started doing this laundry service because I don't have a dresser anymore in my room because it just wasn't going to be the thing. And I'm just going to like hang up all my clothes in the dresser from now on, right? And I'm realizing like this is taking me so much time to do. Like I have to like do my laundry, I have to fold my laundry, and then I have to unfold my laundry to hang it up in my dresser, right? So I'm like, why don't I just do a laundry service that can do this for me? And then I got my first laundry service back, and it was all folded, but then I had to unfold it to hang it up again, right? So my brain is like, why don't I just get a dresser again, like a smaller one, that I can just easily take it out of my laundry bag that I'm doing and put it into my dresser and not have to like unfold it and hang it up in my dresser, you know? So I got a dresser, long story short, and the color is, it's truffle. I don't know if, it's kind of like this color actually, truffle, now that I'm thinking about it. I don't know if you guys know what that color looks like, but yeah, I kind of just felt like it fit my aesthetic. I stepped into my interior design role that I play in my apartment, and we went with the truffle color. It kind of looks like this, honestly, to be fair. But yeah, that's what my dresser looks. It's still sitting in my room unput together because I have not found the time to put that together because that's going to be a beast to put together. I can already tell it's going to take me like an hour to do, but maybe that'll be like this weekend that we can do. So yeah, question number 4, if you could be, all right, you guys are going to have to answer this as well. So if you guys could be, this is like a silly question, but bear with me. If you could be any mode of transportation, what would you be and why? Let me know. And as I'm waiting for you guys to let me know, I think the mode of transportation that I would be and why, this was like a great question. I loved it. That's why we're answering it. But I would honestly probably just say, I'd like to be, sometimes on TikTok, one of the things that like I'm looking at lately on my TikTok feed are like aliens. I'm all about aliens. So I'm getting a lot on my TikTok feed about aliens and like military stuff. I was gonna say airplane, but if I'm gonna give you a better answer, there's these like super, like the fastest supersonic airplane. It's not like a passenger airplane, it's in the military. I think it's called like an F-45. F-45? I think it's like, it's definitely not F-45. That's a training thing that Danica does every day. I think it's like an F-15 Raptor or something. And that's like, I think the fastest and sweetest airplane that's ever been built. So yeah, I think airplane definitely would be my go-to as far as if I had to be a mode of transportation, like which one would I be? So that would be my answer to that. So question number five, this is a weird one, but I'm just going to answer it because you guys know everything else about me. How often do you, I recently did this, so it makes, sort of makes sense, but bear with me. So question number five is, how often do you shave your chest hair? For all you guys out there that are wondering how often you should do this if you're getting chest hair for the first time, I do it, I would be a kite. That's hilarious. I would be a kite. I didn't even think of that. That is so funny. Is that really like a method of transportation? I don't know. But that'd be like fun, you know, on the beach if you all do a kite on the beach or something. I would be a kite. That is so funny. But yeah, how often do I shave my chest hair? Lately, I've just been letting it go. I just shaved it for the first time in, gosh, maybe like, I don't even really know the last time. I want to say like 6 months I shaved it. But then I used to shave it like pretty frequently, but I was just like, let me just see how much it can grow and stuff. But yeah, now I kind of just shave it. I don't know. I'm just like letting it go. I used to do it like every other week kind of thing because I didn't really like having it because it looked weird. But I feel like once you get, it's like your facial hair on your face. Once it gets past a certain point, it looks good. Like it looks better. But like in the intermediate time, like your facial hair just looks weird sometimes if you're a guy and you're growing a beard for the first time. So yeah, that's what I would say on that question. Okay, number six. This is the last of like the random ones. So I would be a boat so I could stay afloat. That rhymed. That was clever. Very clever, Kathy. I like that. I like the way you're thinking. Okay. Always thinking you. So question number six, crossword puzzle or puzzle puzzle? Crossword puzzle or puzzle puzzle? Which one are we thinking? Are we thinking like, do we like to do crossword puzzles or are we more of like a puzzle puzzle kind of person? Because I don't want to get hate on this, but, I'd honestly say neither, but I don't know. If I had to pick puzzle, okay, fair. If I really had to pick between a crossword puzzle or a puzzle puzzle, I don't know. I feel like they're both bad. Like I just feel like they're both bad options. We need like an option three or something. I'm going to a diamond art. You're going with diamond art, mom? Okay. Maybe that could be third option. All right, crossword, Danica, puzzle puzzle if I had to. Both for me, both for me. People are like, I want to do both. I'm working on a 1,000 piece Costa Rica puzzle. That's fun, Tanya. Very cool. If I had to pick, I'd def puzzle. If I had to really pick, I'd probably go with crossword puzzle. Crossword puzzle, but not for me either. Yeah. If I had to pick something, I'd go with crossword because I could get it done with quicker, to be honest with you. But yeah, I feel you, Sarah, neither. Yeah, but, I appreciate all the feedback. That made me feel like I wasn't alone answering this question. So I love you guys. So yeah, that is, a puzzle puzzle of a crossword puzzle. That is hilarious. A puzzle puzzle of a crossword puzzle. Wow. That is so funny. Wow. Major props to you, Angela. Yeah. Word search. I like word searches. I used to do word searches. A puzzle puzzle of a crossword puzzle. I don't know which is going to take the cake for best answer. A kite for being a kite for best method of transportation, or being a or doing a puzzle puzzle of a crossword puzzle between those two options, because those wow that made my whole day. That was hilarious. That was great. Major props to you, Angela, from Minnesota. Cool. All right, so yeah, let's go, Angela. Let's go. Claps for Angela. Yeah, so that's that. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk on the random questions, and now we're going to talk about faith, okay? So, I don't know. I feel like those random questions were fun. That was fun. But I feel like we went through six questions and it took me like 10 minutes. So, we're kind of behind. So, let me try and pick up the pace on these faith ones. Let's go, Angela. Yeah. So, we're getting serious. We're getting a little more serious now, okay? So, let's talk. We got four questions on faith, okay, that we're going to walk through, okay? Because that's everything in my life. And I just want to answer some of those questions, okay? So question number one, this is question number seven, if you're keeping up here, if you've been here through since the beginning. Question number one, question number seven overall, but question number one for the faith section, we have four here, is Jesus wept. When was the last time that you cried? When was the last time that you guys cried? Let me know right now. Just, there's no judgment here. We're just being honest. We're being honest here. This can be a little therapy session, okay? If you want to share, because if you ask me, when was the last time that I cried? I cry like every single day, if not every other day, maybe. I'd probably say today. Yeah, probably me too, today. My birthday Friday, last night. Okay, I love it. I like it. See, we're being honest. We're being open. New Year's, I like it. I cry like every other day or something, basically. But they're happy tears. I'm listening to worship music in the gym and I'm like crying in the gym 2 hours ago, Chuck. Okay. Hopefully these are good tears. Hopefully these are happy tears. It's okay if they're not. It's okay. 2 days ago when my bad knee gave out, I kept going. Okay, Danica. I don't really cry from like pain. And I don't really cry when like, I don't know. I guess grief, obviously. But it's mainly just happy tears. I'm going to church. We're singing worship music. The presence of the Lord does that to me. Yep. Me too. Yeah, so that's like an every other day kind of thing for me. If I get a message from someone or one of my clients, I'll cry. Yeah, but I make sure no one sees me. It's only like me that I know that I do that. Like, I don't really want anyone to see me that I'm doing that, because I don't want them to think like something's wrong, because nothing's ever wrong. About 20 minutes ago, because God is good and being grateful for the good and bad that has happened. It is his plan and not mine. So crying out of gratefulness and praise. Yeah, word for word, Tanya. That's how I feel. Holy Spirit. Yes, Miss Jamie. What is going on, Miss Jamie? We were just talking. Worship music will always have my heart. Amen, sir. Me too. I definitely cried early during my devotional, but it was happy tears. I like that. I still need to do my devotional. I've been slacking a little bit. Usually I do it first thing in the morning with my Bible reading. I agree with Angela. Yep. But yeah, so that is last time I cried. Probably yesterday or this today. I don't know. I don't know if I did today. I think it was yesterday. So yeah. All right, next question is question number two in this faith section. Favorite worship song? Favorite worship song lately, Sarah, has been Firm Foundation by Maverick City. I'm loving that. That's like a classic, but I'm listening to that. That's been like, I listen to that every day at least. Firm Foundation, if you want to look it up. That's my like best one lately by Maverick City. So yeah, question number two in this faith section, which is question number nine overall, is this. So what do you feel like is the biggest lesson God has shown you this far in your journey with them? I love them. Yeah. Maverick City's great. What is the biggest lesson that God has shown me this far in my journey with him? So I would say the biggest lesson that I've learned. What is going on, Sarah? Vacation in Colorado. Okay. Very cool. Are you like, is it cold? Are you doing, is it snowing, or are you in like a warm part of Colorado? But I love that you've made some time to hang out. Let's go. Let's go, Sarah. But yeah, so my answer to this, what's been the biggest lesson that I've learned that I feel like God's shown me in my journey up until now? I would probably just say patience is just the number one thing, like as far as biggest lesson for me for this journey. And yeah, patience. Patience is like a good theme that I feel like I can just summarize a lot of my like testimony in my journey, in my walk, is just when in doubt, just be, I don't know. I wouldn't say like before I was a very impatient person. Went snowboarding yesterday. I love that. Let's go. I wouldn't say that I was super, I don't know, I feel like I tend to be impatient rather than more patient, right? For whatever thing, whatever you're thinking about, right? If it's like bigger things that you want in your life, or if it's like smaller things like waiting in line for something like coffee or something like that in the morning, you know? Positivity, to look for the positive in all situations. Patience is huge, and once that's mastered, I feel like it covers everything else. I agree. Patience is definitely a virtue that does not come easy. Yeah, Olivia. I would just say patience because, like I was saying, like I think naturally I tend to be more just of an impatient person. And it talks about, if you're looking for the Bible talks about patience, and I mean, there's a lot of different themes and things like that, and that you could probably go to with books and things like that. But like love is patient, says that in the Bible. Basically the Apostle Paul commands you to be patient in times of tribulation, as well, when he's writing to in Romans. So yeah, I've been learning a lot. And I like to share it in here. So it talks about patience like in a lot of different areas, but you know, even with something like love, right? Like being patient with that's in Corinthians, if you're wondering. But basically the Saint Paul is saying like, you can be, that's what love is. Like love is patient. Like that's what patience is sort of like this, in its essence, it's love, right? Like love is patient, right? So I would just say that like patience is the biggest thing, I feel like, when it comes to like the biggest lesson that I've learned in my journey. I feel like that's just the biggest thing for me. And I feel like when I just resort to, and if you're wondering like, oh, how do I gain more patience? Like how do I become someone who is more of a patient person? Well, I hate to break it to you, but you just need to do more things that require patience, okay? That's probably the fastest way to acquire more patience into your life and become a more patient person, right? I feel like there's no other way to become more of a patient person, you know? So, yeah. So that's probably the biggest lesson that I've learned, okay? So, next question is number three in this faith section. And number nine overall. So what made you turn to God, and what testimony about the work God has done in you do you have? Yeah, I'll try and be quick. I'll try and be short. Like I've done a full live on this before, if you want to check that out. I would say what made me, so it also says in the Bible that if you seek after God with your whole heart and with your whole mind, that you will find him with your whole heart and your whole mind. And I think when I first got into like reading my Bible for the first time and looking up different Bible quotes, I think for a lot of people, like they bring a lot of peace of mind to you. And it's very reassuring, right? When you find these little verses in the word that can like really just quickly, you can just like think of it in your mind, and it can like put you, it can like calm you down, it can like bring you patience, it can kind of like alleviate feelings of like anxiety or feelings of like despair. So for me, like really what made me, like I don't really feel like I've talked about this a whole lot, but I would say like a big thing that also made me turn to God was, I feel like I was kind of like lonely as well. And I think that was a big thing that made me feel less lonely was turning to God, because I always felt like I could feel him like with me. When I feel like I wasn't around a whole lot of people, like a lot of the times, like especially like over the past couple of years, and like when I first moved, that's what, like, I feel like that was a big part of, like, me turning to God. It wasn't like, oh, I have this testimony, like, that's a big part of it. Like, I have this testimony, like, he's protected me, he saved me, he's provided for me. But he's also just accompanied me in my times where I felt like I was alone and I felt more feelings of loneliness. Yeah, he whom seeks light in the sky is the sun, but he whom seeks light inside you shall be set free. His love, light, and healing shall be. I love that. Yes, always know you're never alone. God is always with you. Yeah. But I would say that, yeah. So, like, I feel like whenever I like, turned to him, like, I felt, I don't know. I just felt him, like, with me. And it made me feel, like, when I was, like, spending time with my Bible and spending time, like, going to church and spending time in his word and spending time, like, listening to, like podcasts about his word and worship music about his word, like, I felt a part of like this community. I felt less alone. I felt better about myself. I felt like I loved myself more. I felt like I loved other people more. You know, aside from like God, like I had a lot of bad habits and I feel like I had some like worldly ways and some addictions that God just straight up delivered me from. And he took them just out of my life. And I don't have any other way to like explain how I feel like I stopped a lot of like the bad habits and bad things in my life other than growing my relationship with him. So yeah, that's probably my answer to that one. So this is the last question. Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate that. The last question in faith section, which is question 10, is this. So this is a nice segue question into the love, the love section questions. Okay. I apologize. This is probably going to be an hour long. This is certainly not going to be a 30 minute one, but hey, if you want to hang out for an hour, I would love to keep hanging out with you guys. Okay. So yeah. Okay. So this next question is a good segue transitionary question into the love one. That's why God found me too. So I resonate with you/your story. I love that. I love that. Okay. See, we're not even alone here. You know, we got each other to connect with on that feeling, you know? So this next question is this. So why do we pray so much for our spouse yet find no one, and people with no religion find their person immediately? So why do we pray so much for our spouse? Assuming we're like religious or that's spiritual or whatever you want to call yourself. And like you practice prayer daily or weekly or whatever it is for you. And you're praying for maybe like a partner or spouse or someone to come into your life, but you haven't found that person yet. But people with no religion, it seems like they don't practice prayer and they find someone like that, right? So I know, that's a great question, right? I'm kind of going to go back to my answer for one of the previous ones about patience. So specifically, whenever I said it says in the Bible that love is patient. So if you're trying to be impatient when it comes to someone that you want to come in, that you want to come into your life because you're feeling lonely or you're feeling you just want someone in your life, right? Why wouldn't you want that, right? And so if you're kind of like comparing the two and you're kind of, because I've done all of this, right? I feel like I've done all of the worldly ways and wrong things and things like that where I'm just like, it's like, God, I'm cleaning up my life. I'm cleaning up my act. I'm spending time with you. I'm praying with you. Like, why hasn't someone just like shown up in my life yet, you know? And you might look to your left and look to your right and someone who doesn't, whatever, it doesn't, you know, it's not this comparison thing, but I think a lot of times it can be when you're thinking about, when you're thinking about love in general, and you might see someone who isn't doing like any of those things or doing a lot of bad things, relatively speaking, that maybe you used to do that you turned away from and God delivered you from, but they're still doing it. And it seems like they're like living their life, like how they, I don't know, they find someone, I don't know, they have like, they're in a like a seemingly great relationship and it's, they look like they're super happy and fulfilled and things like that, right? Whatever that appearance looks like you don't know what's going on in their life. Like you're not them, right? But I'm really just going to go back to what I said about how it says in the Bible that love is patient. And if you can just place yourself in that mindset that my love is patient, like my love is not a love that rushes anything, right? My love is patient. My love is, it's calm. It's, it's secure. It's not, my love is not impatient. My love is not insecure. My love is not unkind. Love is patient. Love is kind. And I feel like if you can just like resort to something like a thinking like that, and just maybe I've kind of mentioned this before, but if my love was impatient and my love was insecure and my love was unkind, then love also does not boast as well. Okay. So if my love was all these things that I don't want it to be, then I feel like I almost feel like God would reveal someone in my life that there was like a test, like that person would show up in my life that at a time when I wasn't ready for that person or they weren't ready for to be in like a committed relationship with me, right? And I almost feel like if I was rushing something like that, if I was impatient and if I was insecure about my love, that is supposed to be like his love, then that person would show up in my life at the wrong time, right? And I don't know if you guys have had something like this. I've certainly had stuff like this in my life, in my past, with past relationships and stuff that like, it wasn't the right time for either of us, right? And that's why it didn't work. So I think if you could just resort to that feeling of like, my love is patient, my love is secure, my love is kind, and my love is like my father's love. And I'm telling you, like, you're gonna be okay. And like, that person's gonna be, it's gonna show up in your life. It's not a comparison game. Like someone else's timeline when it comes to their like, whatever, progress in a relationship or love is not, it has nothing to do with you. It has absolutely nothing to do with you and your progress and your, maybe your, I don't know what the opposite of progress is, your lack of progress in that dimension of your life. I'll be the poster card for that person. It has nothing to do with anyone else, okay? And it's just you and your, it's you and your timeline, okay? Like everyone's on a different timeline, okay? So I just wanted to say that, okay? But yeah. All right, so that does it for faith. We're gonna get into the love section questions because I know you guys are waiting for this all this time. So yeah, we got 8 questions here for love. Question number 11 is this. What age do you think is the right age to get married? What age do you think is the right age to get married? There is no right age to get married, okay? That's all I have to say about that. That's all I have to say about that, okay? So, yeah. Whenever you think that time is right, okay? And you'll know, you will know. I think you'll know. I can't speak from experience. I literally cannot speak from experience. But there's no, I don't know, there's no right age to get married. Like if you want to have a family and stuff, then maybe there's a timeline of things on the girl side, but there's no right age. There's no right answer to that. But I'll just say that hopefully that you're at a place where you've worked on yourself. When you meet someone, they've been working on themselves and you get to know them for a little bit and you start to like really like them and hopefully they like you and they don't think you're too weird. And it gets to that point where you just know, and it's just that right time to commit for them for life. Okay. So next question is question number 12. I'm just going to answer these questions. All right. We're going to be quick. There's 8 of these, but question number 12, would you ever consider dating someone you met on Instagram? Yes. Question number 13, what is your love language? My love language is quality time. Definitely quality time. That is a big one for me. And then I'm just going to leave it at that. Quality time is my love language. So question number 14, I think. So how's picking out a date to go to the wedding with going? So it's going pretty well. I think I have someone in mind. I think I got someone in mind for that. Okay. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Question number 15, what's your favorite quality in your family, friends, and relationships? So this is a heavy, this is a big question. But I would say my favorite quality in my family, in my friends, and in my relationships is, I think sort of off of quality time that what I answered on that love language one, but I would say, oh, there's actually a good one I wanted to mention. How funny they are is important. Someone you can laugh with. I couldn't agree more with that. I like that. That's so important for sure. I would probably say my favorite quality is that, like, for the people that are, like, in my inner circle and I'm in their inner circle, that if I need anything from them, or, like, if they need anything from me, or if they call me, or I call them, or like, whatever, like, I know that they're going to make time for me, and I'm going to make time for them, because, like, I want them in my life, and hopefully they want me in their life, too. So I would just say, like, my favorite quality probably about my family and my best friends and my relationships, honesty. Okay, yeah. I like that, Mom. Yeah. Honesty, I like that. Quality, they'll just make the time for you because they want to help you. Like, they want the best for you. Like, I want to help them. I want the best for them. And hopefully they want that for me too, you know? So, you know, they're straight up with me. They don't BS me. And they make time for me. And I feel like that's just such an important quality to have with, like, people that you want in your inner circle, okay? Cool. God is working on the perfect wife for you, and I can't wait to see how God richly blesses you. His timing is never late. Thank you, Angela. That made my whole day. Thank you very much. Reassurance. I like that too. Cool. All right, question number 16. What are your plans? I agree with your mom. Thank you, Lisa. Authenticity. Okay. Yeah, authenticity. That is a big one for sure, Bradley. Question number 16. What are your plans on Valentine's Day? What are my plans on Valentine's Day? So I've been sitting on the bench for a couple Valentine's days in a row. So we've been sitting on the bench. I've been waiting for my coach to put me in. I keep telling him I want to play. I want to be put in, you know. But he's like, Connor, you got work to do, man. You got to work on your jumper. You got to work on your dribbling skills. Yeah, you just got to work on yourself, man, okay? So he hasn't put me in yet. The past two Valentine's days, I've been sitting cold on the bench, okay? But I've been getting my reps in, right, in practice. I've been practicing every day, and let me tell you, I've been practicing every day. And I think for this upcoming Valentine's Day, I might be doing something. So who knows? We'll have to. I'm gonna be praying about it, okay? But I'll let you guys go in due time, okay? So I just bought part. I hope to mail it by February 5th, so you get it. Let's go, Mom. I will. I'm looking forward to that. What is going on, my guy Jack? What is going on? Corporate holiday. Let's go. Yeah, can we make Valentine's Day a corporate holiday? Oh, Valentine's still part of the calendar? I know, right? I didn't even know either, right? It's like it didn't exist. It was like a leap year, you know? It literally was like a leap year for me almost. That's what we're talking about. They say they save the best for last sometimes. Let's go. Cool. Yeah, gonna be at the check-in table soon. Yes, you got that right. I might be checking in for the first time in a minute. You know, we've been sitting on the bench cold. So, yeah, I loved having my parents as Valentine's partners, but now with my dad, it's going to be me and my mom, and I hope we can do something nice. I love that. That's so cool. That is so cool. I hope you have a fun Valentine's Day. I hope you guys all do. It's cool. All right, so yeah, that's what I have to say on that. All right, question number 17 is, what would you say is your type? So I love Valentine's Day. My birthday is 3 days after, February 17th. Okay, Lisa. Okay. Can you imagine if your birthday was on Valentine's Day? I don't even know what would be. I don't know. I wouldn't really want that. I don't know. Yeah, that probably would not be my thing. But the fact that it's 3 days after, I think is pretty cool too. So, yeah, very cool. All right. So next question is 17 out of 25, if you're still keeping track, is what would you say is your type? So my type is my cousin's is on Valentine's Day. That's cool, Kathy. Okay. So my type is probably everything that, I don't know, that I'm into, that are my priorities in my life. So it's not really like a physical thing for me. It's my dad's is the day after. He's in heaven. So I pray I have a Valentine's too. That's very, it's very sweet, Jamie. Well, he's celebrating, you know, I'm sure you're celebrating every Valentine's Day when he's, now still. So yeah, but yeah. What would I say my type is? So my type has everything to do with like what your priorities are in your life. So godly woman, into fitness and personal development. Okay, so those are my top three, is like my type. Okay, so yeah, that's what I have to say about that. All right, question 18. This is the last question in the love section, okay? So how many kids do you want to have is this one. I think I've answered this before. I'd probably say three. Three kiddos would be cool. Yeah, because then we'd have a starting lineup. If I'm sitting on the bench and I'm working on my three-pointers and my I can dunk, believe it or not. So that was a slight flex, didn't mean to say it, but the coach still won't put me in. But when he does put me in, I know I'm going to work on like recruiting some teammate to create like that starting five lineup to put in. We're not going to lose. We are not going to lose a game, I promise you, because we've been working on ourselves, you know? So yeah, I feel like this Q&A is just, this is like fire. I don't know. This is probably the best Q&A I've done. I like it. Hopefully this is going well. And yeah, probably three would be my number, okay? So yeah, now we're getting into we're getting into the life questions now, okay? I got a few more, okay? So bear with me. So four life questions real quick. So question number 19, I think. So how do you define, is it 19? Who knows? I have no idea. No, 10, 18, yeah, this is 19. How do you define masculinity? Triplets? triplets would be like right there. It would be like, I'm good. Triplets would be crazy. Twins or triplets do not run in my family, so it would have to be the other person. I think that's how it works. My stepsister just had twins, bro, though. But that's not like me. That's not like my blood. But yeah. So question 19, how do you define masculinity? How would you define masculinity? Someone let me know. I'm going to call on someone. I feel like a teacher. I feel like my mom. I'm going to call on someone. I have no idea who's still here or not, but I'll call on myself. So I would define masculinity as probably, it's funny. If you ask probably I don't know. I'm probably just being honest. Like if you were to ask a typical guy, like how do you define masculinity? I'm telling you, they're not going to give you the right answer. They're probably not going to give you the right answer. They're probably going to say something like stupid. I don't know. But this is how I would define it. And maybe they think that this is not the best way to define it. But I would say like my definition of masculinity when I was 18, 21 is very different from how my definition of masculinity is now, if that makes any sense. So I would say masculinity is someone, I mean, for me, masculinity is being a God-fearing man, taking extreme ownership over your life, leading is a huge one, and then providing and protecting for your family, your inner circle, whoever's in your life, right? So that's probably how I would define it. For me, since I'm a Christian, I would say like God-fearing man, if you're like that, that's masculine. If you can lead, that's masculine. If you take extreme ownership over things, you don't blame other people, for you circumstances and things like that. I think that certainly can help you lead better. I think that can help you seek after God better. I think that can help you provide and protect better. That's how I would define masculinity. Okay. So, next question. This is question number 20, I think. So have you ever cut some people out of your life? Makes you feel safe. Yeah, I like that. I like that, Lisa. Question number 20. Have you ever cut? Okay, there we go. That took a minute. I don't know what happened there. I think what happened is I have a time limit on Instagram and it like popped up on me and then my phone battery popped up. So that was like a back-to-back double whammy of pauses. So I apologize about that. Sorry, we probably lost a little bit, but that's all right. But yeah, let's wrap this up a little bit, okay? This is getting like overkill. When God is behind me, no one can come against me. Let's go. But yeah. So this question is number 20. Have I ever cut some people out of my life? So to be quite honest with you, I've just been someone that, I guess the short answer is like, yes, but it's not like a conversation thing where I'm like sitting you down and saying, hey, I'm gonna cut you out of my life right now, okay? It's more of a, like, we just lose touch, you know? Like, we just fall out of contact. But I will say, I could run into someone tomorrow that I haven't spoke to since, like, I was growing up. And probably not growing up, but maybe, like, if I was really best friends with them in, like, in high school or college, and I ran into them, whatever, like, we reconnected somehow. I'm telling you, I still love them. Like, I still want them I still want the best for them. I hope they have like the best, like I want the best for their life. But it's just, sometimes you just move and you fall out of contact and it's harder to keep up with relationships and things like that and friendships and stuff. But it's not like, I still love them. Like, it's not like I would ever, I don't have any bad blood with anyone in my life. I swear to you, literally. I don't have anything that has been like, oh my gosh, I don't like Connor because he cut me, like he did this. I feel jaded like that. I don't think I have with one person in my entire life anything, unless, I mean, maybe, I'm sure, but, not that they've really told me. I don't know. I just don't feel like I have anything like that. So like, if I were to ever meet someone or rekindle, that's probably the worst word to use here, but like, I don't know. Like, I have some friends that I was growing up with that I just don't keep up with all the time, you know? And I would say, like, if I ran into them, like, somehow, like, I still love them. Like, I still, if just because, like, I don't talk to you, like, once a month or, like once every other month doesn't mean that I'm, like, I'm still, like, wanting the best for you. I still love you. And, like, I would love it if I, like, ran into you, you know? But like, yeah, totally. Like, everyone cuts people out of their life, I think, by means of just like falling out of touch with people, you know, if that makes sense. So yeah, I guess my answer would be yes, but I've never sat someone down and been like, I need to like cut you out of my life kind of thing, like a friend or anything. I've never done that ever. So yeah. All right, question number, 23. Is how would you deal with the thought of feeling judged by others just because you're a bit different? So how would you feel about being judged by others just because you are a bit different? Yeah. So this is, I like this question a lot when I saw it. So this is what I would say about that, okay? Because this is, you're looking at a kid that what is another poster child that would be on a postcard for that, you know? So I used to be like the example A person of like not doing things or sharing more on social or being more of myself and being more like who I was like on social media and or just being certain types of way when I would meet people for the first time and make first impressions of like really caring what they thought about me and like really wanting them to like me, wanting to fit in. And I didn't want to be judged by people. Like, I took that like really harshly on myself because I was really insecure. So this is just what I can say from my experience. Okay. So people are always going to judge you. Okay. People are always going to judge you if you're being not yourself, or people are going to judge you if you are being fully yourself. Okay. So, and when I kind of just started telling myself that, and I realized that, like, people are going to judge me regardless, people are going to judge me either way, then I feel like I'd feel a little bit better about myself if people were going to judge me from me just being myself. You okay? So it's, I think that's just the best way to like approach it. And that was my immediate like unlock for me was, well, I'm still getting judged if I'm feeling like I'm presenting myself as someone that I know is not my authentic, genuine self, but I'm still getting judged even though I feel like I'm being my authentic, genuine self, right? So either way, people are going to judge you, right? Only God can judge me. Amen. Let's go. So why not just be yourself? You know, it's so much easier. It's so much less work. You feel better about yourself. And there's not this like gap in between like who you think you are inside of you and who other people see you as and think of you as. And like, I feel like closing that gap is the hardest gap to close when it comes to anything. I'm telling you, is like the gap between how you see yourself and what you think of yourself and like the person that you think of yourself inside of you and like you know you are, and then the maybe how you present yourself to other people and what they think of you, right? And like, you're never gonna know what they think of you, right? So people are gonna judge you either way, if you're being someone who's not yourself or even if you're being who you exactly are, right? And so why not just be yourself? Why not make it easier on yourself and have like one less thing to worry about and think about, okay? So yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah, that's all I got. Okay, I'm gonna cut it. So I think that's a good way to pause it. I feel like we got through 23 questions. 23 questions here. And this took an hour. So anyone who stayed with me, I love you guys. Like literally to the core. Literally like that. I don't know if, I feel like I wish I could see who stayed here, but let me know if you stayed through this whole thing and I'll like give you a shout out or something. I'll give you like a, I don't know. But that's all I got. So I appreciate anyone who like stuck with me here. I hope you guys have a safe Friday. I hope you have, let's go Gucci Prada Dolce Gabbana. Stayed here, check your, let's go. Cool. Let's go, Lisa. I love you. Let's go, Lisa. What's going on, Jamie? I love you, Jamie. I love you, Caddy. Love all these questions. Thank you, Tanya. Let's go. Let's go, Kathy. I love you, Kathy. Let's go, Angie from Minnesota. I like this. Maybe this is how we'll end it if you stay throughout the whole thing. We got Danielle. What is going on, Danielle? Peace out, Bradley. I finally got on a live while it's still on. LOL, great job. Thank you very much. Heck yeah, let's go. Cool. Well, I'm going to let you guys go, okay? Make sure you take care of yourself tonight. You know, make sure you're having a safe Friday night. Make sure you take care of yourself this weekend, okay? I love you, Paige. And I'll see you guys next Friday, okay? So, yeah, I'll see you guys soon, okay?